I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. One goal of U.S. diplomacy is to build goodwill through so-called soft power. At one time, that was done in large part through cultural events at U.S. embassies overseas. But that's pretty tough these days. Security at U.S. embassies is tight. Plus, some young people are unlikely to think that an embassy event is cool enough. So in Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation, the U.S. State Department is trying something different. Reporter Sandy Hausman went to check it out at a new space at an upscale Jakarta shopping mall.
On a weekday afternoon, an Indonesian jazz band warms up for its performance in a bright green concert hall with seating for 200. Meanwhile, two dozen students wrap up a discussion of American literature.
Huckleberry Finn, I love it.
Why?
Because it talks about the slavery in America, and one little boy wants to break the rule, and he has a moral value to help the black person, Jim.
That's Dion, a university student who visits this new cultural center as often as she can.
Wonderful to attend some really great public lectures here. The place is cozy and the people are so friendly.
She can lounge in a beanbag chair and use one of 60 iPads loaded with information about America and college programs for international students.
iPads here are extremely expensive, so to be able to have access to one for free and use our high-speed internet, people really seem to appreciate that and enjoy that.
Jason Rebholz heads the At America Center.
It's the @ America, all lowercase letters. We chose lowercase letters specifically because we wanted to be more humble. In Asia, that's very important to show that you're respecting another person.
But there's nothing humble about this high-tech place. Projectors run 7 days a week, 11 hours a day, flashing hundreds of images. There's Michael Jordan and Mickey Mouse, Martin Luther King and Elvis, Abraham Lincoln and Ronald Reagan, the Grand Canyon and the Golden Gate Bridge. In one corner of the 1,700-square-foot space, visitors who missed it can experience President Obama's visit to Jakarta and the speech in which he reminisced about his childhood here.
You didn't have all the big highways that you have today. Most of them gave way to unpaved roads and the kampongs. So we moved to Menteng Dalam, where, hey, some folks from Menteng Dalam right here.
There's a brick wall covered with graffiti, and posters proclaim, "I love New York." Using 7 screens and 7 computers, young visitors can take a virtual trip to the Big Apple on board Liquid Galaxy, a machine that lets you visit iconic 3D places with the help of Google's enormous database of satellite images. Again, Jason Rebholz.
Why don't we fly to New York and check out the Empire State Building? Look at this. You can see the New York City populating right before your eyes here.
The machine is on loan from Google for 2 years. But the metal detector and X-ray machine out front could be here indefinitely. Security is part of the At America experience, and the upscale shopping mall around it has a cadre of uniformed guards. That's no surprise in Indonesia, which has had its own terrorist bombings. And college student Gusti Ramadana considers security screenings the price of admission.
It's kind of a hassle, but it's okay. It's for our safety.
The center costs $5 million to build and $3 million a year to operate. At the U.S. State Department, some feel it's a great investment.
Engagement is changing, and a lot of that change is now coming about through social networking and technology.
Don McCall is coordinator of International Information Programs.
Indonesia in particular, they're a very tech-savvy country, and particularly the young people there. So we felt it was a great laboratory for us to try a lot of different things.
She says At America, which hosts an average of 300 people a day, could be a model for 21st century diplomacy, using the excitement of American culture and technology to spark discussions of more serious issues. For The World, I'm Sandy Hausman in Jakarta.